Usually, segregation in school is something you heard about in the South, but it turns out Wyoming had segregated schools as well. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska goes back in history and takes a look at one such school in Worland.
Felix Mercado was born in Worland. His parents, originally from Mexico, had traveled around the United States, eventually settling in Worland as sugar beet farmers, where he and his five older brothers grew up.
I always bored to going to school in the fall because summers while we were working in the fields, etc., were a little hard.
Mercado says his childhood was normal. He played with friends and his brothers. But when he entered first grade, he noticed something.
We were kept separate. There was white kids living in our neighborhood, but none of them ever went to that school.
For Mercado, this didn't seem too odd, since the school represented his community that was mostly Hispanic. But there was one thing that happened daily that he couldn't ignore. They were bused to the white elementary schools to eat lunch.
We couldn't just go out and sit wherever we wanted. They sat us in one area, and that's where we had to sit and eat our lunch. The other kids, they could get up from wherever they were sitting and go for seconds or go get an extra piece of bread. We had to raise our hand, and they would bring it to us.
Turns out Mercado was attending what was known as the Spanish School, a school that was built in 1936 specifically to segregate Mexican migrants from whites. Gonzalo Guzman teaches at the University of Washington, and he studies Mexican segregation education in the Mountain West. His interest is personal.
My great-grandfather was actually recruited from Mexico in 1919 to come to Worland, Wyoming.
Guzman grew up in a community in Washington State where many had come to after leaving Worland due to the way they were treated.
They compare it to like the experience of African Americans in the Jim Crow South, that they treated us so bad in Worland, Wyoming, they even made us go to our own school.
As Guzman started researching what was known as the Spanish School, he found records of Worland school officials saying they shouldn't segregate Mexican children.
In the 1920s, there were actually a lot of school officials opposed it because they were like, you can't Americanize children by segregation. They were like, you can't, this is not the best way to do this.
Then the Great Depression happened. People lost jobs, opportunities decreased. And Guzman says all of a sudden, Mexicans posed a threat.
The psyche of people in Wyoming, white people in Wyoming, is like, we need this to reaffirm a certain identity.
Guzman says it wasn't just Worland. During the 30s, segregated schools and classrooms popped up all over the state. Torrington, Powell, Lovell, and Deaver were among those that had similar setups. Guzman says Worland stands out because they applied for and received federal relief as part of the New Deal, specifically to segregate Mexican and white kids.
That's like the first line that they say immediately. And it went to Cheyenne. So it got state approval and local approval and county approval. So this was like a concert of people working together to segregate these kiddos. Yeah.
Can I take a left in this cut here? I don't know who's in it now.
On a chilly February day, Worland historian John Davis directs me to the original building of the Spanish school.
It's two stories, and I don't know exactly how the school arrangements worked.
Yeah. Oh, it's much smaller than I expected it to be.
The brownstone building is H-shaped, and it looks like there could have been maybe four classrooms in it. Davis, who grew up in Worland, didn't know about segregation until 1955.
And I remember that distinctly because I was in the sixth grade. And for the first time, there were Hispanic kids, including a very pretty Mexican girl who sat right in front of me in the sixth grade. Beautiful black hair, I remember.
Brown versus Board of Education was decided by the Supreme Court the year before. That's the case that ordered segregation to stop.
And I think that's probably what happened here, that the school people said, we can no longer justify segregation of the kind that existed.
Davis says when he was growing up, racism towards Hispanics was obvious. There were signs in restaurants, bars, and other establishments that said, no Hispanics allowed. All Hispanics, like Mercado, lived on the west side of the railroad tracks. But Mercado went off to the university to become a pharmacist, came back, and bought the local pharmacy. He did pretty well for himself.
When I got married and my wife and I bought a home, there was people that weren't happy to see us move into that neighborhood. Now we're all over the town.
Today, he says he rarely sees any acts of discrimination in Warland, and the town still has a pretty large population of Hispanics for the state. But Guzman says this history has mostly been lost.
Another sad legacy of this school is how much has been lost because it's been so understudied. And this is why there's such a push now to get this recognized.
The push is to get the Spanish school on the National Register of Historic Places so that its memory isn't lost. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.